Our second suspects, pesticides, are the most controversial. This year, the European Commission announced a two-year ban on the use of certain pesticides called neonicotinoids. They said the evidence now showed that they were an unacceptable danger to bees feeding on flowering crops. And this is what's generating more heat than anything else: neonicotinoid pesticides. Often they come coated on the seeds, like on this rapeseed, so that as the plant grows, the chemicals spread throughout the organism, through the roots, the leaves, the flowers, even to the nectar and the pollen. Now, one of the terms that scientists use to measure just how lethal these things are is called LD50, the dose that is lethal to 50%, half of the test subjects. And the lethal dose for a bee is just 4 billionths of a gram, which raises an important question. Just what are these things doing to our bees? Neonicotinoids are nerve agents, and they only affect insects. They were introduced in the 1990s to replace more harmful pesticides. When used properly, they cause deadly paralysis in small pests like aphids. But if they do that to aphids, what's the effect on the bees? There's a scientist in Germany investigating just that. 40 years of research have made Professor Randolph Menzel a global authority on the nervous system of bees.